For 11 holiday seasons now, Willie Reppoli and his immediate theater project have produced their adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life, which is ostensibly a staged radio play.
Don't you see? It doesn't matter to George where he goes or how he gets there, so long as it's full of adventure and romance, full of all the things he's dreamed about since he was a little boy reading those National Geographics.
And now he's finally getting his chance. How wonderful!
Well, just watch now, Clarence. Just watch.
They weren't about to let the pandemic close the curtain this year.
We tried it, just doing the Wonderful Life story on Zoom with four actors, and it didn't work. It was like, why am I not just watching the movie?
So they did something that never would have occurred to them before the pandemic. In the previous version, audiences watched a small troupe attempting to produce a radio broadcast of their show. This new story revolves around a quartet of actors attempting to stage It's a Wonderful Life online over Zoom video. Without giving too much of the plot away, Reppoli said he hopes to achieve an intimacy meant for this new medium.
One of the things that we knew from the beginning was that if we're going to try this online, it has to be live. We're not going to record it once and play it back, because that's the closest we can get to replicating that experience.
That's entirely the opposite tack taken by directors and students at Western Carolina University, where they have converted their new adaptation of A Christmas Carol into an audio recording.
We kind of had to reinvent the wheel with how this was going to work.
Kristen Hedberg is an assistant professor of musical theater at Western. She composed the music and wrote the lyrics.
To do this, we decided, okay, the only way this could be done safely is to have every singer record individually in an isolated room. So the group numbers that have about 20 cast members in them were recorded 20 separate sessions. And then all the voices were layered in.
Save us all from Satan's power when we go.
Unlike the Go It Alone singers, students recorded the dialogue over Zoom video. Ashley Wasman, who authored the script, is the university's program director of theater and dance.
I really wanted the actors to be able to look at each other while they were speaking as their characters so they could work off of one another, and that wouldn't have been possible in isolated recording sessions. So we traded that for a little inconsistencies in quality of recording. But I am so amazed at what our sound team did with the final product.
Reppoli said he thinks performers will create and stage work for Zoom video and other online technologies long after the pandemic winds down and indoor venues can again safely welcome artists and audiences.
I think anytime you use a new medium, it's going to take a while to discover all of its potential. And really, we're just beginning to do that. I don't think this should replace anything about live theater, because it's not the same. And there are a lot of things that are missing. That being said, when it's done thoughtfully, I've been surprised at how successful it can be.
Performances of the Immediate Theater Project's new version of It's a Wonderful Life run December 3rd through 20th through NC Stage. The link to Western Carolina University's version of A Christmas Carol is in the online version of this story at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.